The power-sharing government in Ivory Coast has achieved no progress in 2 days of talks on reunification of the government-run South and rebel-held North and suspended further negotiations. The delay is a blow to the Ivorian peace process. The reconciliation government was planning to meet Thursday in Abidjan to continue discussing the implementation of a stalled peace deal, but further discussions have been postponed for at least a week. Rebels ended a nearly four-month boycott of government meetings on Tuesday. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan praised the move and said this brings new hope to the peace process in Ivory Coast. But 2 days of discussions between the rebels and the government were marred by divisions. The main rebel leader and communications minister, Guillaume Soro, didn't even show up for the talks. President Laurent Gbagbo has called for key points in the peace deal to be submitted to a referendum, but rebels say this could be disruptive to the peace process. The key points include expanding nationality, voting, and land ownership rights to many northerners who are now considered immigrants. The civil war, which started in September 2002, divided the country in two and wrecked the country's position as a regional trading hub. The peace deal was brokered a year ago, but discussions on its implementation are only just beginning. In a message marking the new year, President Gbagbo said he was confident 2004 would mark a return to peace, the reunification of Ivory Coast, and a much-needed economic recovery. But in the Plateau market close to government buildings, a clothes salesman, who says his name is Daniel, is skeptical.
We don't see customers every day at the pass. But now you need a peace. And we beg God to be in the good situation, get money and share money with everybody. I beg my friend to let down the goons, because people need peace to make to do good business. We want peace, we can do no business. Yes, that is what I ask to people of Ivory Coast.
The crisis has prompted the departure of thousands of French expatriates and with them investment money from Ivory Coast's former colonial power. Several international organizations have also moved their headquarters from Abidjan, and tourism has ground to a halt. A tradesman at the Cocody market, Mune Nikes, says as long as the northern rebels remain armed, foreigners won't come to Ivory Coast.
Here, before the war, the market was with the high activities. Many customers, many tourists and foreigner people come there to buy many things with us. So, with the war, from the 19th September 2002, everything has changed now.
The process of disarming the rebels, which began last month with both sides pulling heavy weaponry from front lines, has also bogged down in unproductive talks. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Abidjan.